A Table of Fables.
From the constellations to the oceans, all the nations, all our notions, it makes a story, a million stories. Can you hear the stories? Can you see the stories?
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to A Table of Fables. I am James Funnyhat, your Fablist. Today, I have a very, very nice hat. It's a hat that not only looks good, and that not only keeps the sun off your head in the summer, and keeps your head warm in the winter, it also is a hat that you can play, because it is a kazoo hat. And a kazoo is a marvelous instrument that anyone can play, and this hat is full of kazoos. Here's what it sounds like. So yes, I know what you're thinking. It doesn't sound funny, and also it doesn't look funny. The kazoos that are stuck all over it do not look funny, at least not to me. Today there is going to be a very unusual story. It is going to be a story about a belly button. So those of you with belly buttons are sure to enjoy this story. So have a quick look and see if you have your belly button with you right now. If you don't have your belly button with you, please go and get your belly button. In fact, that should probably be a rule of the podcast. No listening to A Table of Fables without a belly button. Wait, let me go check the rules list. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. I have the rules list. So let's see what's on it and make sure there is not anything already about belly buttons. Okay, rule number one, you have to sit quietly on the floor. Rule number two, you may not sit on the table. Rule number seven, no sitting in the fridge. Rule number 15, no listening while riding on an ostrich. Rule number 17, no listening while riding on a rhinoceros. 18, no tricking James Funny Hat, very important. Okay, we're up to 26, no sending startling message that will distract James Funny Hat from recording the podcast. Yes, also very important. Okay, this is going to be rule number 27. No listening to A Table of Fables without your belly button. So don't break the rules. Press pause, go get your belly buttons, and come back. So I have some more news also, which is this. I don't have a story bell today. And in fact, I'm not going to use a story bell anymore, because what I decided is that because the story bell takes so long to ring, and when the story bell rings, we have to put our arms up in the air, and then our arms have to go up in the air for so long, they get so tired, I thought it would be very much better to have something shorter. So instead of the story bell, now I have the story beep. It sounds like this. So now, instead of listening for the story bell and putting our hands up in the air, we'll just listen for the story beep. And then our arms won't get so tired and the story will come sooner and it'll be much better. So here we go. When you hear the story beep, put your hands up in the air and the story will begin. Here it is. The story is not coming. Yeah, let's try that again. Here it comes. The story is not coming after the beep. Okay, let's try that one more time. Here comes the story beep. Put your hands up in the air. I think I'm going to change my plan because this story beep is shorter, but it doesn't bring any stories. Here's the story bell again. When you hear it, put your hands up in the air. When you can't hear it anymore, put your hands down, and the story will begin.
In a particular city, in a particular house, there lived a particular girl, and her name was Jane. Jane was a very normal girl. In the winter, she liked to go skating. In the summer, she liked to swim. All year round, she liked to ride a bike. She liked to read books. She liked to play with her friends. She was learning to play the piano and also the ukulele. Jane was a very nice girl, the kind of girl that you'd want to be your friend. But there was one thing that was different about Jane, and that was this. Right in the middle of her belly, where most of us have a belly button, she did not have a belly button. What Jane had, right in the middle of her belly, was a golden screw. It looked like the kind of screw that you'd see around your house, maybe in a piece of furniture, or maybe in a door. And you could see the screw head, the round disc-shaped part, sticking out with an X in it. And it was golden and shiny, about the size of a regular belly button, but it was the end of a golden screw. When Jane was younger, she didn't think too much about it. But when she started to be 5 years old, and she went to school, she looked around and noticed that all the other kids had belly buttons. Some of them had insies that went in. Some of them had outsies that went out. But no one, not even one kid, had a golden screw. So Jane decided that she had to do something about it. Jane went to her mother, who was doing yoga. Her mom was stretched into a pretzel kind of shape that looked kind of like a tree and kind of like a dog. She was stretched out, and Jane walked up to her mom and said, "Mommy, everyone in my class has a belly button. Some have insies and some have outsies, but no one, not even one kid, has a golden screw. So can I go to the doctor and get it fixed?" Her mom untangled herself from her yoga. She walked over to Jane and said, "But Jane, you look beautiful just as you are. Everyone has something different about them." Well, Jane did something that sometimes children do everywhere around the world that they probably shouldn't do, which is that she had a tantrum. She tightened her fist into balls and waved them above her head and said, "Mom, you have to let me get my belly button fixed. I am the only one in my class with a golden screw. You have to let me get my belly button fixed." Her mom finally said, "Okay, go ask your father." So she went over to her dad, who was washing the car. She said, "Daddy, Everyone in my entire class has a belly button. Some have insies and some have outsies. But no one, not even one kid in the entire class, has a golden screw like me. So can I go to the doctor and get it fixed? Her dad stopped what he was doing. He turned off the hose. He put down his squeegee and he said, "But Jane, you look beautiful just as you are. Everyone has something different about them." Jane had another tantrum. She curled her fists up into balls and put them above her head and said, "I have to get my belly button fixed. I am the only one with a golden screw." Her dad said, "Oh, go ask your mother." Jane said, "I did ask my mother." So her dad went over to her mom, and Jane's mom and dad went into a huddle and started whispering to each other. Jane stood some distance from them and waited and tried to hear what they were saying, but she couldn't hear a thing. She just heard pss, 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 pss. After a long time, they broke the huddle, and Jane's mom stepped forward and said, "Jane, we've discussed the matter, and we've decided that you can go to the doctor to get your belly button fixed." Jane was so happy. She pumped her fist in the air and said, "Yes!" But then, her dad stepped forward and said, "But you have to wait until you're 18 years old." Jane said, "Oh, no!" Well, she waited. She waited till she was 6 and 7 years old and 8 years old and 9 years old and 10 years old. She waited until she was 18 years old, and on her 18th birthday, she woke up in the morning and went over to her mom, who was doing yoga. Jane's mom was getting much better at the yoga position, where she was twisted into a shape that was kind of like a tree and kind of like a dog, and Jane walked up to her and said, "Mom, do you know what day it is?" Jane's mom said, Wednesday? Jane said, "It's Wednesday, but that's not all it is." Her mom said, garbage day? We have to take the garbage out today?" Jane said, "Yep, it's garbage day, but that's not all it is." And then Jane's mom realized it was Jane's birthday. She untwisted herself as fast as she could. She went over to Jane's dad, and they went out, and they made a cake, and they bought a present, and they came to Jane, and they said, "Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Jane, happy birthday to you. How old are you now? 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 Are you 1? Are you 2? Are you 3? Are you 4? Are you 5? Are you 18? Jane did not even blow out the candles of the cake. She said, "Yep, it's my birthday, but that's not all it is." Her mom and dad looked at each other and said, "What? What day is it?" Jane said, "When I was 5 years old, you told me that when I turned 18 years old, I could get my belly button fixed. So can I or can't I?" Jane's mom and dad said, "But Jane, you look beautiful just as you are. Everyone has something different about them." Jane did just what she did when she was 5 years old. She curled up her fists into a ball and put them above her head and said, "I've been waiting for 13 years. You have to let me get my belly button fixed." Her mom and dad said, "Okay, you can get your belly button fixed." So the next day, Jane packed up a backpack and took a long bus ride and then a long streetcar ride and then a long subway ride to the doctor. She knocked on the door. The doctor opened the door and said, "Yes, young lady, how may I help you?" Jane said, "Everyone in my entire high school has a belly button. Some have insies and some have outsies,
But no one, not even one kid in the entire school, has a golden screw. So can you fix it, doctor?
The doctor said, but young lady, you look beautiful just as you are. Everyone has something different about them.
Jane curled her fists into a ball and put them above her head. She said, I've been waiting for 13 years. You have to let me get my belly button fixed.
The doctor said, okay, okay. He went and got a magnifying glass and a light, and he looked at the golden screw. And then he took a stethoscope, and he listened to the golden screw, and he took x-rays, and he took pictures, and he took measurements. And after a long examination, he said, wait here, young lady. I will analyze the data and come back to you. So Jane sat in the chair at the doctor's office, waiting and waiting and waiting. Finally, the doctor came back and said, I've got good news, young lady. Your belly button can be fixed. Jane said, yes. But then the doctor said, but the only doctor that can perform this operation is a specialist that lives in India. Jane said, oh no, because India was far away from her city. But she saved up some money, and she got a plane ticket, and she packed a bag, and a month later, she was on a plane flying above the clouds over the ocean. She flew to this huge airport. She got out of the airport and took the subway, and then she took a bus, and then she took a train to another city, and then she took another bus, and then she took a cab, and she went up this tall building where the doctor's office was. She knocked on the door. The doctor opened the door and said, yes, young lady, how may I help you? Jane said, everyone in my whole country has a belly button. Some have insies and some have outsies, but no one, not even one person, has a golden screw like me. Doctor, can you fix it? The doctor said, but young lady, you've come a long way. But you look beautiful just as you are. Everyone has something different about them.
Jane curled her hands into fists and put them above her head. I've been waiting for 13 years. I have crossed the ocean. You have to fix my belly button.
The doctor said, okay, okay. He took a light and he looked at it. And he took a magnifying glass, and he looked at it closer, and he took a stethoscope and listened to it, and he took an x-ray, and he took an ultrasound, and he looked at it with very, very fancy equipment for a long time. After a long examination, the doctor said, come back tomorrow, young lady. I will analyze the data overnight, and I will tell you what the results are.
So Jane could not sleep all night. She was wondering, what would the doctor say? What would the doctor say? She came the next morning and knocked on the door, and the doctor said, good morning, young lady. I have good news for you. Your belly button can be fixed. Jane waited because she thought, for sure, the doctor is going to tell her something else. She thought, he's going to tell me to go to another city, or he's going to tell me I have to do something else. But the doctor said,
and I'm going to fix it right now. Sit on this stool, please. And so Jane sat on the stool, and the doctor went to another room, and then returned a few moments later with a golden screwdriver. The doctor took the golden screwdriver and put it right into Jane's golden screw, and then he turned and turned and turned and turned.
He kept turning and turning the golden screw, and slowly it started to come outwards. After an hour of turning, it was about a half an inch out. He kept turning and turning for another hour.
and after an hour, the screw had been removed about as long as Jane's finger. And then he kept turning and turning and turning, turning and turning and turning. He turned for 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours. 8 hours later, the doctor made the final turn and he removed the golden screw. It was about 7 inches long, and he held it in front of her and said, "There it is, young lady. I've removed the screw. I hope you're happy." Jane looked down. The golden screw was not there anymore. All there was a belly button, and it was an insy, just as she had always imagined. She was so happy, she jumped off the stool and jumped up in the air, up and down, saying, "Doctor, thank you, thank you, I'm so happy, thank you, thank you, thank you." And then there was a big crashing sound. Jane looked behind her and found that her bum had fallen off. That is the end of the story, and that is the end of this episode of A Table of Fables. Thank you so much for listening. My name is James Funny Hat, and we will see you next time.